Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Welcome, everybody. Thanks again for joining me. I haven't talked about the new place that I'm actually recording these podcasts. So as you know, if you're listening to these podcasts, I've moved to a two-bedroom apartment. So no longer am I sitting in my lovely walk-in closet with windows, but now I'm just in my second bedroom, sitting at a desk, actually, like being more official and everything. Anyhow, it's great to have moved. It sucks to move, but it's great to have moved and downsized big time. I've talked about, you know, clearing the clutter and simplifying, and wow, I've actually done it, and it feels really good on this side. I have been studying minimalism with my daughter, Christina. She's been teaching me a whole lot about what to let go of and what to keep and value, and it just feels really light and bright. So I come to you from this new desk. Well, it's not a new desk, but a new room and a new place to record these podcasts. So really fun to change things up. Keeps it fresh, keeps us feeling awake and alive. Today, I want to talk to you about a practice that I have had very informally in my life for a very long time. I've taught my daughters it, and I actually want to talk about it because I feel like I need to amp it up in my own life again. Constantly need reminders. And that is a practice of acknowledging others, of really seeing others. You see, it feels really good to be seen. And I put myself out there on a lot of different platforms every day. And oftentimes I don't feel seen. And that's okay. I'm not looking for the world to see me, but I recognize that when I am seen, wow, it's like an injection of this powerful juice to keep me going. So what does it feel like to be seen, and how can we then see others every day, and how that fuels us? You know, it costs us nothing to see people. It costs us nothing to acknowledge others, and it goes so far, not only for the other person, but for us. It keeps the wheel spinning, you know, it keeps things just running smoothly. So what does it feel like to be seen? If you could think about it for a moment, you know, what does it feel like when somebody truly sees you? They could really just be listening to you, to what you have to say. They could be acknowledging what you're doing, the hard work you're putting in, the great meal you made, the way you show up for other people. It could be a way of just feeling accepted by a group, by an organization, by your family, by strangers, being accepted as part of, right? Belonging to. It could also just be a way of feeling included. So it's a little different to feel accepted and included, I think. Might want to sit with that. But that human connection, you know, when you feel like you're part of a whole, that you're not just out there as a lone wolf. And Brené Brown talks about this a lot in her new book. I haven't read it yet, called Braving the Wilderness. It's on my stack, but I've heard her speak about it. You know, the sense of belonging to something greater than just yourself moving through this world, you know, posting on social media or whatever, you know, feeling kind of alone. What does it feel like to belong? It's a huge longing for us all. You know, many of us just seek to feel like we belong. And so to be seen and to see others can really move us along in that realm, can really support us both individually and as a whole. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. You know, is being a we instead of a me. It's just to remind ourselves that we are part of a we and not just a me. And this is a huge mindfulness practice. It takes a lot for us to get outside of our own busy minds, of our own autopilot, of our own information overload or our own way of
vetting information and just to get outside ourselves and see those others around us in our small circle and in the larger circle. As we become more mindful, as we wake up from our own belief systems, we start to include more. We become, as Charlotte Joko Beck talks about, I never forgot this concept, a bigger container. I actually have an episode about that a few weeks back, maybe even like a few months back. I'll put it in the show notes. We become a bigger container. We begin to see the world from a broader perspective. We begin to include others in our moments. And we begin to see others. So that's what I want to really lay out for you all as a reminder to myself and to us all, how to show up for others, how to see others. So I want to tell you a story that really brings this home for me. It's so visceral for me, and hopefully it will help jar something in you. Years and years ago, maybe 10 years ago, it was Thanksgiving morning. And at Verge Body Mind, we are busy on Thanksgiving. We have 4 to 5 classes, maybe even 6. Sometimes we go into an overflow class. A lot of people like to get in and practice yoga on Thanksgiving. But with that, you know, I need to staff it, right? We need staff, and I try to be in town as much as I can for Thanksgiving to teach one of those classes. And it's an extraordinary class to teach. There's such a great atmosphere in the air. However, you know, you're working, right? As a yoga teacher showing up for Thanksgiving, I'm on the work schedule, right? And being the business owner, I'm kind of on the business schedule as well. So I wear many hats. So I showed up for a Thanksgiving class, packed class. We were in overflow, so I had to manage students and get them into another studio for an overflow class. So there was a lot going on, and I was trying to manage the 40 plus in my class, settling people down before class. And a teacher, Eileen, lovely woman, walked up to me and looked me in the eyes and said to me, she held my hands actually, and she said, "You are so brave. You are so brave." Oh my God. In the midst of this chaos, she saw me and acknowledged me as a human, not as this workhorse. So easy to look at, you know, business owners as just, you know, robots getting the job done, right? I want my yoga on Thanksgiving. You know, Verge provides this great service, and I'm just going to go. I'm going to take Kara's class and get on with my day. But to be seen, to have this woman, this dear woman, see me, you know, and what it takes to run a small business, what it takes to manage a yoga studio, what it takes to show up on Thanksgiving, your Thanksgiving, my Thanksgiving, and to teach and manage, you know, a hot room of sweaty yogis. Wow, it turned it around for me. I never forgot that feeling of being seen. And so I've made it a practice to see others where many people may not see them. It could be the caregiver. It could be the nurse. You know, it could be the person at the coffee shop, you know, dealing with a line full of people with all their particular latte orders, whatever. But to see people, the human being behind the counter, the human being showing up to serve you, you know, the human being that is on the other end of the phone. Wow. This is what costs us nothing and means everything to the other and to ourselves. Because that moment when I was seen on that Thanksgiving morning, it mattered to me. Because I work so hard to serve others, to have someone recognize that in me meant the world. Thank you, Eileen. Thank you for helping me recognize what it means to see other people. Has there been a moment like this in your life? Hopefully. I hope you've been seen lately. Now, I hope somebody has just paused to see you and thank you, acknowledge you, listen. So let's talk about some of the ways to do this. How do we see others? How do we really get underneath the surface, like Eileen did that day in the midst of the chaos, and acknowledge? I've got four ways. Right? Take them, leave them, see what works. Let me know what has worked for you. And also, I'd really love to hear your story. Do you have a Thanksgiving story like I have, where someone just saw you beneath the surface of the noise? The first one is just to look in someone's eyes. Meet someone's gaze. See soul to soul. I know it's uncomfortable sometimes. I know it is. But boy, is it powerful. So if we can get into the practice of just meeting each other's gaze, locking gaze for a moment or two. And if you have a hard time, look between their eyes and then catch their gaze and then go back to looking between their eyes if it's hard for you to hold. There's something very primal about meeting each other's gaze, and it may really rock you. It kind of reminds us how we are so freaking connected. So you want to get into the practice if you can, if you dare, I should say. The second way is to just listen without agenda. Pause to listen to when you ask somebody, how are you doing? Listen. No, really, 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 how are you doing? No, really, how are you doing? And then take that moment, that minute, that 2 minutes to listen, to ask a question, to prompt someone to really let you know how they're doing. This is how we can see each other through our ears. Right, so this is all below the neck, guys. This is all below the neck. This is all this sensory connection, connecting with each other through eyes, through ears, through being. The third way is to acknowledge their life, like Eileen did for me. Acknowledge what they're doing and how they're showing up. Acknowledge their situation. Wow, you must be having, this place is crazy, right? You walk in a coffee shop. Wow, this is a busy, you having a busy day? This place is nuts. You're really managing it well. Just to throw someone a freaking bone. Right? We're all trying so hard. It chokes me up, actually. How hard we're all trying to make this stuff work, to get through this crazy busy life. So to acknowledge someone, you know, at the grocery store, you know, at the doctor's office, on the phone. I was on the phone the other day with my friend Tony, and we were working with Google Ads. We're setting ourselves up for this actually this fabulous program that we are, this experience that we're putting on if you're in the Philadelphia area at the Kimmel Center in Philadelphia. It's an event called The Switch. And The Switch is going to be an electrifying experience, to an emotional journey to make a switch in mindset. So I'm just doing a little plug here. I'm going to put it in the show notes, and it's definitely on my website. It's going to be a huge event, sort of in the Tony Robbins realm, where you are going to be jacked up, opened up, and switched forever. So anyhow, we were on with Google Ads, and we were talking to this guy who was setting us up to create this Google ad, and we got, actually, Tony, who's a masterful connector, started to really acknowledge this young man on the phone. And we ended up talking. He's from in the Philippines. And we talked about what the weather is like, what his life is like, how the Philippines are, how we can, you know, go visit him. And he just said to us, "You made my day. Thank you." And he laughed and chuckled, and we laughed and we made fun. And boy, oh boy, what a great human connection. What a great way to just acknowledge and get to somebody where they're living. So make it a challenge. Make it a challenge to see someone in this way. Where are you? How are you doing? What's your life like? boy, would life be a lot more joyful. For so many people, they feel so alone and disconnected. All right, one more and then I'm going to close. Empower somebody. How do we empower? This is number four. How do we give somebody power, right? So if you think of it as energy, when you empower someone, you're actually infusing them with energy. You're giving them a little bit of yours, perhaps. So I lean on that day empowered me by telling me I am so brave, right? We can empower someone with a simple, genuine compliment, with a little bone, throw them a bone, how they look, how they're, you know, how they're presenting themselves, how they're putting themselves out there, what their product is like. Go ahead and just empower somebody with the real stuff, not the fake gooey stuff. There's a lot of that gooey stuff out there. So, you know what? Seeing someone is free. And it fuels people and it fuels you. And it feels really, really good. And it makes this world just a little bit smaller. And it brings us together just a little bit more. It creates this sense of being a we instead of a me, that we're not all just out there, you know, as these lone wolves trying to make it work, trying to get through the day. We can lighten the load of somebody else. As I lighten the load for me on that Thanksgiving morning when there was just, it was chaos and craziness and everybody wanted their money's worth and everybody wanted their Thanksgiving class and I had to kind of manage the experience and I was thrown a bone and it made the world of difference that I have not forgotten in a decade. So take it off, take it off your plate and bring it into the world. And just infuse somebody with your power, your view, your knowingness, your energy today. Let's go out there and do this. And if you do it, you're going to share it. You're going to encourage somebody else to do it. It costs you nothing, and it goes a really long way. Awesome, guys. Boy, thank you for letting me unload that because it feels really good to inspire you to go out there because as we know, you know, as we do one thing, we do all things. And when we can share this stuff with one person, it goes so far. I will leave it at that. Have an awesome day. Be well.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend. And review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And help me help more folks show up for their high-definition, high-voltage life.